Blog Talk Radio.
This is Great Inferno. Welcome to my show. This is the Great Inferno show. Today is 5 p.m. 5 p.m. I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, it is Wednesday. I almost forgot. Now, today we're going to be talking to Donald Greco. Donald Greco is the author of the Abramo's Gift. Donald Greco discovered the social racial prejudice taking place in America in the early age. Born in 1940 to an Irish American mother and Italian American father. He witnessed firsthand society's disapproval surrounding his parents' marriage. Greco draws from his parents' marriage and his Italian-Irish legacy in this new novel, Abramo's Gift. I tell you, man, this is it's a good book. You all got to read this, especially to those who have the, you know, the Irish and Italian background. I believe we have him online right now. Is this Donald?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, how you doing, Donald?
Okay, very good.
Very, very good. Glad to be able to call in here. I had a little technical difficulties on my switchboard here. Apparently, it was set up to 8 p.m., and I was just like, oh, my God. Again, it's 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern. So how's the weather out there? You're in Ohio, correct?
Yeah, we're getting some miserable weather right now. We're getting snow. And in Toledo, we don't get quite as much as they get over near Cleveland, but it's going to be cold, and what we're really worried about is rain over the snow and then freezing,
oh.
You know.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Bad.
Yeah, we have this. I live here in Wisconsin Dells. Have you been in Wisconsin Dells?
Oh, yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, you've been here? Yep, I lived here. Yeah. We had that freezing rain a couple of days ago.
Oh,
I tell
yeah.
you, it wasn't pretty, but
no.
Let's... Let's talk about to my listeners here that, you know, I've been talking about, I've been blogging about this book of yours. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, my wife and I read that, and we thought about just reading this over, like, with the family and everything. But, you know, after, like, what, like 7 or 8 pages on that, and, you know, because I know you use, you know, like, words like, you know, good words. Like capture your readers, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, this is not for you know, kids.
But
can you tell me more about yourself and why you wrote this novel or you know this book?
Well, I all my life, I've written 3 other novels beside this one.
Okay.
And over the last 35 years, and nobody ever wanted to read any of my novels, and I think they're all about the same quality as this one. And so I would just do it on the side very quietly. Nobody knew I was doing it except my wife,
uh-huh.
my late wife. And, you know, I just kept doing it because I love doing it, and I love telling stories. And when I was growing up, I learned to love good stories. My dad helped me do that by... Yep. Encouraging me to do that. And so anyhow, I began writing these things, and I wanted to write something that I knew other people would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used my own background. You know, I came from Youngstown,
right.
And my dad was a steel worker. My grandfather was a steel worker. Everybody in my family was a steel worker. And so I just wrote a story like that.
Yeah, that's... You know, I mean, it's very captivating. I mean, I was just, you know, reading that. My wife and I, you know, she would read, you know, a couple pages, and I would read some. And I tell you what, man, it just, you know, it keeps, like, you know, it keeps you on the edge. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And the thing that's just so funny in that thing is the way, you know, like the Italian, you know, names, like, is that Michelle? Is that how you pronounce it? Michele or is that Michelle?
Oh, Michele. Michele. His uncle. Yeah, his uncle. It's Michael. It's really Michael in Italian.
Michael? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, there's a Z Michel and Michael and stuff like that. And
yeah. Well, in Spanish, it would be Tio. In Italian, it's Zio, you know.
Oh, okay.
And in Spanish, it would be Tia. In Italian, it would be Zia, you know.
Zia.
So,
okay. That's funny, because yeah, Tita is like, see, I'm Filipino. I'm
okay.
Born in the Philippines. My wife's actually Caucasian. You know, she has an Italian, Irish, and you know, Polish background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she would tell me some. Mm-hmm, she would tell me some stories about, you know, her grandmother and all that, and you know, how, like, I don't know if they came off press the boat, but you know, she would say something, you know, something to relate to your you know, story in the book.
Hmm.
And now, could you you know, talk about more about the, you know, who inspired you to write this book? I mean, apparently, you know, Abramos is,
well,
is that your, you know, can you fill in the listeners and what is this all about?
Well, actually, it's pretty much imagination. You know, I think every writer, when he creates a character, that
yeah.
character is made up of a lot of people that he's known, and, you know, he just kind of puts it all together into one character. And that's what I did. I tried to do it like that because
okay.
that's all I had to go by, you know.
Right. Well, it is. It's, you know, it's a realistic. It's, you know, I mean, that's, believe me. It is just, you know, I've read some books that, you know, not similar to that, but it's some, you know, some, you know, similar to the outcome of it, you know, or the background or anything like that. But it was this one is just, you know, it's one of the best that I've read so far.
Well, thank you.
And now you have you were born here, correct?
Yes.
In America. Okay.
Yeah.
And now can you tell me more about, because we want to know more about you and the book. That's what we
okay.
want to do. You know, that's
okay.
my main thing here.
Huh.
What else do you do on the side?
Well, I'm retired now. I just retired in August, at the end of June. I have been a mathematics teacher at the University of Toledo for 35 years, and that's how I made my living. I mean, it
okay.
wasn't my first love, although I, you know, I liked it, but my first love was writing things, and, you know, all through, I had to, you know, feed my family, and so I went, you know, went to school and did all that stuff and got tenure and did all that. But every so often, whenever I could, I'd write, like, after the kids were all in bed, my wife was in bed, and I'd write 15 minutes of a story, you know. And that's all I did for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever wanted to read them. I used to send out, you know, what are called query letters to publishers and agents. And they wouldn't even, out of all, I've written four novels. And out of all those four novels, I've probably sent out maybe 1,000 query letters at least.
Okay.
And I don't think 6 people ever read one of my novels completely. Nobody asked to read them or anything. And they're novels, you know, like the kind, like this one, Abramo's Gift. One agent wrote back to me, and she said, you have to realize that you're talking about people that nobody cares about. And I thought, wow, I'm in big trouble now, you know, because I care about them, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And, you know, if you go into a bookstore today on the, you know, the newly released books, you could mm-hmm. find books on vampires, several books on vampires. You could find
right.
books on alien beings from outer space and, you know, mass murderers, you know. But you can't find books about ordinary people. And I think you could... tell good stories about ordinary people.
I'm sorry?
No, I just said that ordinary people can make good stories too, you know?
Well, of course, yeah. That's, and, you know, like a, you know, a gifted mind like yours, I mean, that's, you know, that's why we, you know, rely on you know, people like you. Cause I can't write a book for
Thank you for saying that, but, you know, I'm not all that great, you know.
Right. Well, there's a couple questions over here because I know we read on, you know, I don't want to be like the spoiler or anything like that or in a book, but there's some questions here that I, you know, what this is a question. What happens at dinner with Kiran? Yeah, is it a sequel for that or? Because.
I'm sorry. Dinner with.
Dinner with Kiran. Kiran, or whoever, you know. That.
What? I'm trying to think of who the character. Dinner with. Oh, Kiran. Oh, what happens? Well, see, that's, you know, there's a pretty good chance Kiran is going to go there and meet this lady and fall in love with her. I'm pretty sure that's it. But I thought that was about the right time to close that story off, you know.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you just let the reader know, you know, it's like, you know, just let their mind
right.
work on that. And, you know,
yeah.
that's fascinating. there's, because I know that my wife had written this notes or questions, you know,
uh-huh.
and I'm just reading those. She's saying that there's a lot of cussing in a book, and, you know, is that the way Irish and Italian are raised, you know, they were raised like that, or because it's, according to her, her dad's talked like that, like it just pertains in the book, because he, you know.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I heard people, they weren't the best people in the world, but I heard them talk that way. I have heard that kind of language being used by workers.
They still do.
Yeah, they still
know,
do. Yeah.
I do too once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I've been known to do that too, you know. But, you know, I tried to be realistic in portraying how people were. And, you know, sometimes when you get a bunch of men together, they say brutally vicious things and very, very insulting things, especially if they're two enemies. You know, they talk about wives and things like that. You know, and it could get really brutal. And
I
tried to portray that, you know, with some of the people, like when Abramo was arm wrestling the guy. You know, so
okay,
yeah, but
now,
that. Go ahead.
The steel mill, is that still in the Youngstown, Ohio?
But they're gone now. When I was growing up, when I was a little boy, Youngstown was like one giant steel mill. There were steel mills all over the whole town, all over the whole Mahoning Valley. And now they're gone. And that really hurt Youngstown economically.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lost jobs, and it really hurt. It really changed everything in Youngstown. Although there is a big General Motors plant down there now, where a lot of people work, and but the steel mills were the lifeblood of the whole area.
Okay, actually, I have a caller over here. I'm gonna get him on real quick.
Okay.
Just a couple questions here. All right, go on. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. It says that you dedicated the book to Angie. Who's Angie?
Angie is my late wife.
Oh, okay.
She died about 18 years ago.
Oh, okay. Did you start? How long ago did you start writing books?
Oh, I started writing books when I was a young man, probably 35 years ago.
Okay, so then your wife was alive when you
yes.
Were
in fact, she typed. She was a good typist, and she typed the first two manuscripts of the books that I have here sitting on a shelf that someday I hope to have people read. She was the only one that knew I used to do that stuff, and we kept it a secret, you know. I felt self-conscious about telling people that I was writing novels, you know.
Yeah, like, and then, because I was wondering about that, because I was, I like reading the parts I liked in the book were about that, like, it would talk about the wives were, like, you know, hardworking, and
yeah.
they like seem to respect their husbands. And I was just wondering, like, well, since your wife was, you know, she probably read some of your books. I was wondering if she was
yes.
like that also. That I'm not trying to make you sad, bring her up, but I was just, I like reading books that have that contain that. So other than the Fernanda's wife, and other than the cussing, like I like the book about like how it talks about hardworking people and talks about like the wives respect their husbands. It encourages me to respect my husband more, you know, because I like that. I like to read books like that. So that's why I was wondering if that also if your wife was like that. So.
Yes, she was. She was. You know, Italian families, and I'm sure most Latin families, you know, Mediterranean families, have this real strong concept of respect. You know, you respected elderly people, you respected your parents, and, you know, with wives, you have to respect your wife, and you have to respect your husband. And that just kind of came into the story. I didn't deliberately try to put it in there, but it's just part of what I you know, learned as I was growing up. And
okay.
I think it's a good thing, you know, for our country and our society.
I think so, too, that it's good to be reminded of the history of how things used to be, even though we didn't have microwaves back then, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Things were better off. They were mostly better off. I mean, maybe we have more medicine now, you know, and things like that. But I think overall, really, things were more, you know, better off back then
yeah.
that, you know, wives, you know, respected their husbands and,
sure.
you know, and stuff like that. And one more question. From your research, I think you did in your book says you did research, were, like, Irish people, like, mostly Catholic in the early 1900s, do you know?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. So
yeah,
then Italians and Irish were both primarily Catholic then, right?
Yes, yeah. And they were, both groups were hated by the Ku Klux Klan because they were Catholics. Ku Klux Klan hated Catholics.
Really?
And they tried to get established in Youngstown. And they tried to get established in the whole North. You know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, places like that, Illinois. But I'll tell you a little story. There is a small town outside of Youngstown called Niles, Ohio. It's right adjacent to Youngstown.
Uh-huh.
And the Ku Klux Klan in 1924, I believe, decided they wanted to start gaining membership in the North, because their membership was dying out down south, and
yeah.
they decided to go up north. And they, instead of going to the big cities, because sometimes the big cities would cause them trouble, they decided to go into small cities, and they would have a parade. So this little town near Youngstown was called Niles, Ohio,
uh-huh.
and they decided to go up there and have a parade and
yeah.
you know, a rally. And the Italians and the Irish, for the first time ever, got together and absolutely destroyed that parade. They
wow.
threw garbage at them, and they did all kinds of stuff. And
yeah.
finally, the Ku Klux Klan got back in their buses and cars and left town and never came back again.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a great story, you know, about, I think it's the first time that the Italians and the Irish, who used to have to compete for jobs, it's the
yeah.
first time they learned that they could actually live together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, thanks for your time, and thanks for writing the book. You know?
Well, thank you very much also for reading it. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Oh, wow. That was a long question there.
No, sir.
Now, do you have any, you know, your final thoughts, or what do you have for people listening out there who's, you know, maybe went through the same, you know, the same same scenario with its Abramo's life in that book?
Well, to me, you see, my mom and dad, when they got married in 1940, It was a big scandal, you know. No, Irish and Italians just didn't get married, you know, in those days. And my mother's parents were both dead long before I was born. And so one of her uncles came to her when he found out she was going to marry my dad, and he said, "You are going to forever be the black sheep of our family for marrying an Italian."
Oh, wow.
And, of course, they did get married. And they both died within the last 5 years, but they were married almost 70 years.
Oh, wow.
And they were very happy and very, you know, it was a love story for all that time. And
okay.
You see, when an Italian marries a German or an Irishman or, you know, or if a Lebanese marries a Hispanic, no one cares anymore. You read it in the papers, oh, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was a big thing. And to me,
right,
one of the great success stories of the 20th century was that we put all of that enmity between the various groups, we put
right
it all aside, and we learned to live together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
you know, so, and in Youngstown, people eat various foods now. In other words, the Slovaks make something called pierogies. They're kind of like a ravioli, you know?
Exactly.
Have you heard of them? Yeah.
Yep, pierogies, yep.
Yeah. Well, see, everybody there, whether you're Irish or Italian, or anything, they like pierogies. And
right,
the same thing with pizza, you know? The Italians made the pizza, but now the Irish make it, the Irish buy it, the Slovaks, the Germans, you know? And no one cares. They're very happy learning from each other, you know.
Exactly.
And so it's just, to me, it's a great success story. We don't often hear about the great success stories of America in the 20th century, but that's one of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really, you know, like I said, you know, I enjoyed reading that. And a couple more questions over here before we can, you know,
okay,
finish this up. Now the I know that you wrote this. You said something about the you know, the message: ordinary people can achieve greatness in their own quiet ways, not by wealth or high attainment, but by finding love and great people around them. My questions would be the you know, the high, you know, high attainment. Would that be like something like your job, or like in, you know, your professions or career? Okay.
You know, getting rich. In other words,
rich.
My attitude is you don't have to be rich or famous or anything like that to have a life that is really good, and there's greatness in your life. You could be as great in your own little quiet private way as some big shot that you see on television all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, final, my should be a final question. We touch up on that. Now I know that you, mostly Italian and Irish, or like, you mentioned that to my wife, the caller earlier, that, actually the Catholics, are you, still, you know, Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's,
yeah,
that's what we, you know, we kind of thinking about, you know, when we're reading that. What's your plan from here?
Well,
I know that you're gonna write a sequel, or
no sequels. But I'm writing all my stories. I'll tell you only one thing about the stories. They all take place in Youngstown.
Okay.
Every one of the novels take place in Youngstown. And so my plan for this year, since nobody knows me, and it's very hard to get, if you're an unknown author, it's very hard to get people to read your books, except when people like you, you know, try to help out and so on, and I appreciate
right
it.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you Google Donald Greco, this is the book that's going to pop out. I try
well,
that. You know, try to Google Donald Greco, and that's what comes out like that. So go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, this year I'm going to spend a lot of time just trying to get people to read the story, to know about it, and And then if I can get enough people to read this story, Abramo's Gift, then I could feel good about releasing the other one next year, you know. So it's just a matter of finding readers, and I just hope that, you know, that your listeners and will take your word for it and give it a try.
They'll give it a try. That's right. And also like you said it before that, you know, this is far aside from the you know, the fictional, like, you know, fantasies, goblins and
right.
dragons and all that. This is
this
is a true, you know, how America was. And you know, from what is it, the steel mill that you talked about in the Bible, I mean,
sure.
in your book,
yeah.
And it's you know, it's because the starvation was real back then, and
oh, yeah.
you know, the beginning
yeah.
of the Irish-Italian relationship, but not founded solely in the racial and ethnic tension, which is bound on the you know, and a
yeah.
well-written pages that you have there. Now the I know that I'm only have a couple of seconds over here. Now, do you have any actual websites we can, like, look it up?
No, the book is available on barnesandnoble.com and also Amazon. It's available there. I haven't set up a website, although almost everyone like you who has a show has told me I have to get a website. So that's one of my projects this year also, set up a website.
Yeah, if you have any, you know, if you have any questions or anything like that, website, you know, my website builder is my background. You're more than welcome to, you know, give you a hint or tips on that, or even help you out on that.
Well, thank you, I appreciate that.
It's on the table, so you know what I mean. So, because you know, like I say, I want, you know, how can I get? What do you have any? What is the? See, I'm mumbling over here now. What is the? Is your you know, your previous books that you've written, what are their titles? Do you have
Well, I you know, I don't want to, cuz they haven't been out. No one's seen them yet, you know.
Okay. All right.
And
all right,
if you don't, I'm not trying to be, you know, cagey about it, but I just you know, I just have a funny feeling about talking about something that's not, it hasn't been done yet. You know what I mean? It hasn't
all
been
right.
published.
Right.
So,
okay. All right. We'll leave it that way, and then
okay.
And I tell you what, you know, here's what we're gonna do. You know, I would like to have you on maybe sometimes again in the future.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You know, again, listeners, if you guys want, you know, Donald Greco, just Google Donald Greco, go to barnesandnobles.com or amazon.com. Should be able to find his book, which is Abramo's Gift. Really interesting, interesting novel there. Well, thanks a lot, Donald, for coming on board.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
talk to you
it. I really appreciate your help, Fernando. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.